Well, my dad was a farmer. Like everybody else back then. Of course, he didn't start that way. Mostly we had dust.
I guess I can't describe it. It was just constant, just that steady blow of dirt.
We wore little strips of sheet, but sometimes over our nose and mouth, so we wouldn't breathe so much of it.
Well, when we set the table, we always set the plate upside down, glasses or cups, whatever it was, upside down.
Take a leg. Herb, get a move on.
4 o'clock today, you and me in the barn, herbicide resistance 101. Check.
Is there not a table, Herb?
Dad, can you fix this?
What the heck did you do to my lander?
Me?
Let me guess. Is your ghost?
It knocked it off my shelf. I guess I'm knocking the books off.
No such thing as a ghost, dumbass.
Hey.
I looked it up. It's called a poltergeist.
Dad, tell her.
Wow, it's not very scientific, Murph.
You said science is about admitting what we don't know.
She's got you there.
Hey, start looking after our stuff.
Cool.
If you want to talk science, well, just tell me that you're afraid of some ghost. No, you got to go further. You got to record the facts, analyze, get to the how and the why, then present your conclusions. Deal?
Deal.
All right. Y'all good day school.
Hold up. Parent-teacher conferences. Parent, not grandparent.
Slow down, Turbo. It's not a dust storm.
Nelson's torching his whole crop.
Blight?
They're saying it's the last harvest for okra. Ever.
He should have planted corn like the rest of us.
Well, you'd be nice to that Miss Hanley. She's single.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Repopulating the earth. Start pulling your weight, young man.
Well, she start minding your own business. Old man. All right, Murph, give me a second. Third.
Find the gear, dumbass.
Grind it.
Got it.
Do, Murph?
She didn't do nothing. Do the tires all.
Murphy's Law.
Shut up!
Grab the spare, Tom.
That is the spare.
Get the patch kit.
How much does the patch out here?
You gotta figure it out. I'm not always gonna be here to help you. What's going on, Murph?
Why did you and Mom name me after something that's bad?
Well, we didn't.
Murphy's Law.
Well, Murphy's Law doesn't mean that something bad will happen. What it means is that whatever can happen will happen. And that sounded just fine with us.
Whoa!
Ken, go. What about the flat tire?
I guess that answers the old if I asked you to drive off a cliff scenario.
We lost it.
No, we didn't.
How long did you put up there?
Delhi Mission Control went down same as ours 10 years ago.
So for 10 years? Why'd it come down for a while?
I don't know. Either the sun cooked its brain or it was looking for something.
What?
A large flat blade. Maybe some kind of signal?
What are you going to do with it?
Give it something socially responsible to do. Like drive a combine.
Can't we just let it go? It wasn't hurting anybody.
That thing needs to learn how to adapt, Mer. Like the rest of us. How's this work? You guys come with?
I've got class. This one needs to wait. What did you do?
They'll tell you about it when you get in there.
They're not going to be mad.
Not with me. Just please try not to.
Hey, relax. Got this.
A little late, Coop.
Yeah, we had a flat.
And I guess you had to stop off at the Asian fighter plane store.
No, actually, sir, that's a surveillance drone with outstanding solar cells. It's Indian.
Take a seat. So, we got Tom Scores back. He's gonna make an excellent farmer.
Yeah, he's got a knack for it. What about college?
Well, the university only takes a handful. They don't really have the resources.
I still pay my taxes. Now, where's that money go? There's no more armies.
No, it doesn't go to the university. Well, Coop, you have to be realistic.
You're ruling my son out for college now? Like he's 15.
Tom's score simply isn't high enough.
What's your waistline? Oh, what, 32? I'm about 33 inseam.
I'm not sure I see what you're getting at.
Are you telling me it takes two numbers to measure your own ass, but only one to measure my son's future?
Come on. You're a well-educated man, Coop, and a trained pilot.
And an engineer.
Okay, well, right now, we don't need more engineers. We didn't run out of television screens and planes. We ran out of food. The world needs farmers. good farmers like you and Tom.
Uneducated farmers.
We're a caretaker generation, Coop. Things are getting better. Maybe your grandkids will get to be...
We down here, sir?
No. Miss Hanley's here to talk about Murph.
Murph is a great kid. She's really bright, but she's been having a little trouble lately. She brought this in to show the other students the section on the lunar landings.
Yeah, this is one of my old textbooks. She always loved the pictures.
It's an old federal textbook. We've replaced them with the corrected versions.
Corrected?
Explaining how the Apollo missions were faked to bankrupt the Soviet Union.
You don't believe we went to the moon?
I believe it was a brilliant piece of propaganda that the Soviets bankrupted themselves, pouring resources into rockets and other useless machines.
Useless machines.
And if we don't want a repeat of the excess and wastefulness of the 20th century, then we need to teach our kids about this planet, not tales of leaving it.
You know, one of those useless machines they used to make was called an MRI. And if we had any of those left, the doctors would have been able to find the cyst in my wife's brain before she died instead of afterwards. And then she'd have been the one sitting there listening to this instead of me, which had been a good thing because she was always the calmer one.
I'm sorry about your wife, Mr. Cooper. But Murph got into a fistfight with several of her classmates over this Apollo nonsense. So we thought it would be best to bring you in and see what ideas you might have for dealing with her behavior on the home front.
Yeah, you know what? There's a game tomorrow night. She's going through a bit of a baseball phase. Her favorite team's playing. There's going to be candy and soda. I think I'll take her to that.
How'd it go?
I got you suspended.
What?
This is Cooper, go.
Cook, those combines you rebuilt went haywire.
Just reset the controllers.
I did that. Now you should come take a look.
One by one, they've been peeling off the fields and heading over.
Something's interfering with the compass. Magnetism, some such.
Special about which book? I've been working on it, like you said. Count the spaces.
Why?
In case the ghost is trying to communicate. I'm trying Morse.
Morse?
Yeah. Dots and dashes.
I know what Morse code is, but I just don't think your bookshelf's trying to talk to you.
Every compass clock with GPS to offset the anomaly.
Which is?
I don't know. If the house was built on magnetic ore, we'd have seen this the first time we switched on the tractor.
I hear your meeting at the school didn't go so well.
You heard? It's like we've forgotten who we are, Tom. Explorers, pioneers, not caretakers.
When I was a kid, it felt like they made something new every day. Some gadget or idea. Like every day was Christmas. But 6 billion people. Just try to imagine that. And every last one of them trying to have it all. This world isn't so bad. And Tom will do just fine. You're the one who doesn't belong. Born 40 years too late or 40 years too early. My daughter knew it. God bless her. And your kids know it, especially Murph.
Well, we used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars. Now we just look down and worry about our place in the dirt.
Cooper, you were good at something, and you never got a chance to do anything with it. I'm sorry.
You didn't expect this dirt that was giving you this food to turn on you like that and destroy you.
In April, I believe I'm right. 15th of April, I think.
Because this happened about 1:30 when that thing came off the top of the canyon.
In my day, we had real ball players. Who are these bums?
In my day, people were too busy fighting over food to even play baseball.
Popcorn at a ball game is unnatural. I want a hot dog.
School says you're going to follow my footsteps. I think that's great.
You think that's great?
You hate farming, Dad. Grandpa said.
Grandpa said, huh? Isn't all that matters how you feel about it.
I like what you do. I like our farm.
I'd be great at it. It's not a ghost. It's gravity.
I'm dropping Tom, then heading to town. You want to clean that up? When you're finished praying to it?
It's not Morse, Murphy. It's binary. Thick is one, thin is zero.
Coordinates.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I'll be back in a couple hours, Murph.
But you don't know what you're gonna find.
And that is why I can't take you.
Murph? Grandpa will be home in a while. Tell him I call him on the radio.
Didn't you bring the bolt cutters?
Yes, my girl.
Don't
shoot. Not armed. The daughter's in the car.
Don't be afraid.
How did you find this place? You had the coordinates for this facility marked on your map. Where did you get those coordinates?
Where's my daughter?
Don't make me take you down again. Sit down.
Are you still thinking you're a Marine, pal? Marines don't exist anymore. I got grunts like you mowing my grass.
Where did you find those coordinates?
Yeah, they shoot them up much like a lawnmower. I think I'll turn you into an overqualified vacuum cleaner.
No, you won't. Tars, back down, please.
Taking a risk. He's an ex-military security. They're old and their control units are unpredictable.
It's what the government could spare.
Who are you?
Dr. Brand.
And I knew Dr. Brand once. He was a professor.
What makes you think I'm not?
Well, it's never cute either. Please, Dr. Brand, I don't have any idea what this is. Now I'm scared for my daughter and I want her by my side. You give me that, I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Get the principals and the girl in the conference room, please. Your daughter is fine. Brave kid. Must have a very smart mother.
It's pretty clear you don't want any visitors. Why don't you let us back up from your fence and we'll be on our way. Huh?
It's not that simple.
Well, sure it is. I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about this place.
Listen.
Hello, Cooper.
Professor Bryant.
Explain to me how you found this facility.
Kind of an accident. We sort of stumbled upon it. We were on a salvage run. We came.
You're sitting in the best kept secret in the world. Nobody stumbles in here. Nobody stumbles out.
Cooper, please cooperate with these people. Look, it's kind of hard to explain. No, we learned these coordinates from an anomaly.
What sort of anomaly?
I hesitate to term it supernatural, but it definitely wasn't scientific.
You're going to have to be specific, Mr. Cooper, right now.
It was gravity.
What sort of gravitational anomaly? Where was this?
Hey, no, I'm real happy because you're excited about gravity, bud, but you're not getting any answers from us until I get assurances.
Assurances?
Yeah. Like that we're getting out of here, and I don't mean in the trunk of some car.
Don't you know who we are, Coop?
No, Professor, I don't.
You know my father, Professor Brand. We're NASA.
NASA?
NASA. The same NASA you flew for.
I heard they shut you down, sir, for refusing to drop bombs from the stratosphere on the starving people.
Well, when they realized that killing other people was not a long-term solution, then they needed us back in secret.
Why secret?
Because public opinion wouldn't allow spending on space exploration. Not when you're struggling to put food on the table. Blight. Wheat, 7 years ago. Okra, this year. Now there's just corn.
And we're growing more than we ever have.
Well, with likely your potatoes in Ireland and the wheat in the Dust Bowl.
The corn will die soon.
We'll find a way, Professor, we always have.
Driven by the unshakable faith, the Earth is ours.
Well, not just ours, no. But it is our own.
Earth's atmosphere is 80% nitrogen. We don't even breathe nitrogen. Blight does, and as it thrives, our air gets less and less oxygen. The last people to starve will be the first to suffocate. And your daughter's generation
will be the last to survive on Earth.
Murph was feeling a little tired and was wondering if she could take a nap in my office.
Now you need to tell me what your plan is to save the world.
We're not meant to save the world. We're meant to leave it.
Rangers.
The last components of our one versatile ship in orbit. The Endurance, our final expedition.
You sent people out there looking for a new home?
The Lazarus missions.
Well, that sounds cheerful.
Lazarus came back from the dead.
Sure, but he had to die in the first place. There's not a planet in our solar system that could sustain life in the nearest stars over 1,000 years away. I mean, that doesn't even qualify as futile. Where'd you send him?
Cooper, I can't tell you any more unless you agree to pilot this craft. You're the best pilot we ever had.
I barely left the stratosphere.
This team never left the simulator. We need a pilot, and this is the mission that you were trained for.
Oh, without even knowing it? An hour ago, you didn't even know I was alive. I mean, you were going anyway.
We had no choice. But something sent you here. They chose you.
Well, who's they? How long would I be gone?
Hard to know. Years?
I've got kids, Professor.
Get out there and save them.
Who's they?
We started detecting gravitational anomalies almost 50 years ago. Mostly small distortions to our instruments in the upper atmosphere. In fact, I believe you encountered one yourself.
Yeah, over the Straits. I crashed something, tripped my flyby wire.
Exactly. But of all these anomalies,
The most significant is this. Out near Saturn, a disturbance of space-time.
At a wormhole?
It appeared 48 years ago.
And it leads where?
Another galaxy.
Now, a wormhole is not a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Someone placed it there.
They?
And whoever they are, they appear to be looking out for us. That wormhole lets us travel to other stars. Came along right as we needed it.
They've put potentially habitable worlds right within our reach. 12, in fact, from our initial probes.
You sent probes into that?
Mm-hmm. We sent people into it. 10 years ago.
The Lazarus missions.
12 possible worlds, 12 Ranger launches.
Carrying
the bravest humans ever to live. Led by the remarkable Dr. Mann.
Each person's landing pod had enough life support for 2 years. But they could use hibernation to stretch that, making observations on organics over a decade or more. Their mission was to assess their world, and if it showed potential, then they could send out a signal, bed down for the long nap, wait to be rescued.
And what if the world didn't show promise?
Hence the bravery.
You don't have the resources to visit all 12.
No. Data transmission back through the wormhole is rudimentary. Simple binary pings on an annual basis give us some clue as to which worlds have potential. And one system shows promise.
One, that's a bit of a long shot, isn't it?
One system with 3 potential worlds? A long shot.
Okay. So if we find a home, then what?
That's the long shot. There's a plan A and a plan B. Did you notice anything strange about the launch chamber?
This entire facility is a centrifuge.
Some kind of vehicle. A space station?
But plan A.
How do you get it off the ground?
The first gravitational anomalies changed everything. Suddenly we knew that harnessing gravity was real. So I started working on the theory and we started building this station.
But you haven't solved it yet.
That's why there's plan B. Problem is gravity. How to get a viable amount of human life off the planet. This is one way. Plan B, population bomb. Over 5,000 fertilized eggs, weighing in at just under 900 kilos.
Well, how would you raise them?
With equipment on board, we incubate the first 10. After that, with surrogacy, the growth becomes exponential. Within 30 years, we could have a colony of hundreds. The real difficulty with colonization is genetic diversity. Let's take care of that.
Yeah, what about the people here? You give up on them? My kids?
That's why plan A is a lot more fun.
How far have you got?
Almost there.
You're asking me to hang everything on an almost.
I'm asking you to trust me. Find us a new home, and by the time you return, I will have solved the problem of gravity. I give you my word.
This world was never enough for you, was it, Coop?
Well, because heading out there is what I feel like I was born to do. And it excites me. No, that does not make it wrong.
It might. Don't trust the right thing done for the wrong reason. The why of the thing, that's the foundation.
And the foundation's solid. We farmers, we sit here every year when the rains fail and we say, next year. Well, next year ain't gonna save us, nor the one after that. This world's a treasure, Donald. It's been telling us to leave for a while now. Mankind was born on Earth, is never meant to die here.
Tom will be all right, but you gotta make things right with Murph.
I will.
Without making promises you don't know you can keep.
You have to talk to me, Murph. I need to fix this before I go.
I'll keep it broken so you have to stay.
After you kids came along, your mom, she said something to me I never quite understood. She said, now, we're just here to be memories for our kids. I just gotta understand what she meant. You're a parent. You're the ghost of your children's future.
You think ghosts didn't exist?
That's right, Murph. Murph, look at me. I can't be your ghost right now. I need to exist. They chose me. Murph, they chose me. You saw it. You're the one who led me to them.
That's exactly why you can't go. I figured out the message. One word. You know what it is?
Murph.
Stay. It says stay, Dad.
Murph.
You don't believe me. Look at the books. Look at this. It says stay. Why? You're not listening. It says stay.
No, I'm coming back.
When?
One for you. One for me. When I'm up there in hypersleep. Or traveling in a speed of light. Or near a black hole. Time's gonna change for me. And it's gonna run more slowly. When we get back, we're gonna compare.
Time will run differently for us?
Yeah. I mean, by the time I get back, we might even be the same age. You and me. What? Imagine that.
I have no idea when you're coming back. No idea. Oh!
Don't make me leave like this. Come on, Murph. Don't make me leave like this, Murph. Hey, I love you forever. You hear me? I love you forever. And I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Go for it. on. Booster ignition and...
Deactivate probe heater 1, 2, and 3.
Check.
Taking control.
This is handover to you.
ADF check.
Over. With the rest of that. Fuel cells 1, 2, 3.
100%.
X might. It's hard leaving everything. My kids. Your father.
We're going to be spending a lot of time together.
We should learn to talk.
And we're not to. Just being honest.
I don't think you need to be that honest. Hey, Tars, what's your honesty parameter?
90%.
90%?
Absolute honesty isn't always the most diplomatic, nor the safest form of communication with emotional beings.
Okay. 90% it is, Dr. Brand.
We are coming up on the Endurance. 12 minutes out.
Okay, taking control. Approaching module port, 500 meters. It's all you, Doyle. Target locked?
Target locked.
Well done.
Okay, helmet's on.
Good job. Door's not charging. Never mind.
Cooper, you should have control.
Control here.
location with ring module active.
That's initiate. Hello, Case.
Hello, Taurus.
All right, we're all set.
All right, let's do it.
You okay?
Yeah.
You alright?
Yeah, I just need a minute.
Okay, I think we have some Dramamine in the HAD pod. I'm just gonna go get that.
Oh.
Might be in the cryo bay. I'll just be a sec.
Hey, Bran?
Yeah.
Bring a lot.
Amelia, be safe. Give my regards to Dr. Mann.
I will, Dad.
It looks good for your trajectory. We've calculated 2 years to Saturn.
It's a lot of Dramamine.
Look after my family, will you please, sir?
We'll be waiting for you when you get back. A little older, a little wiser, but happy to see you.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had fought no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
No, it's not like looking for a new condo. The human race is going to be adrift. Desperate for a rock it can cling to while it catches its breath. We need to find that rock. Our three prospects are at the edge of what might sustain human life. Laura Miller's planet is first. Laura started her biology program.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf Edmonds is here.
Tell me about Edmonds.
Oh, Wolf's particle physicist.
None of them had families, huh?
No, no attachments. My father insisted. And they all knew the odds against ever seeing another human being again. Hoping we can surprise at least three of them.
How about Mann?
Dr. Mann? Well, he's remarkable. He's the best of us. He inspired 11 people to follow him on the loneliest journey in human history. Scientists, explorers. That's what I love. You know, out there, we face great odds. Death, but not evil.
You don't think nature can be evil?
No. Formidable. Frightening, but no, not evil. Was the line evil because it rips a gazelle to shreds?
This is what we take with us, Anne.
Yeah. The This crew represents the best of humanity.
Even me, huh?
You know what? We agreed 90%.
There you go.
Let me stay up.
I'll be there in a minute.
Well, just remember, Coop, you are literally wasting your breath.
Guitars? Let's go with that trajectory one more time.
8 months to Mars. Counter-orbital slingshot around. 14 months to Saturn. Nothing has changed on that.
Let me ask you something.
Why are you whispering? They can't hear you.
Dr. Brand and Edmonds. They close?
I wouldn't know.
There's a 90% wouldn't know or 10% wouldn't know.
I also have a discretion setting, Cooper.
Oh. But not a poker face, Lynn.
Hey, guys. Dad's about to go down for the long nap, so I wanted to give you an update. The Earth looks amazing from here. You can't see any of the dust. I really hope you guys are doing great. I know you're going to get this message. Professor Brand's assured me that he's going to get it to you. And know that I love you.
Is it him?
I think so, Murph.
You must be Donald. Hello, Murph.
Why are you in my dad's truck?
He wanted me to bring it for your brother. He sent you a message.
She's pretty upset with him for leaving.
If you record any messages, I can get them transmitted to Cooper. Murph is a bright spark. Maybe I should fan the flame.
She's already making fools of her teachers, so maybe she should come and make a fool out of you. So where are they?
Heading for Mars. The next time you hear from Cooper, they'll be coming up on Saturn.
It sucks. But they said I can start advanced agriculture a year early. So, all right. I gotta go, Dad. Hope you're safe up there.
I'm sorry, Coop. I asked Murph to say hi, but she's as stubborn as her old man. We'll try again next time.
Gets to me, Cooper.
This.
Millimeters of aluminum, that's it, and then nothing. Out there for millions of miles, won't kill us in seconds.
You know that some of the finest solo yachtsmen in the world don't know how to swim? They don't know. I mean, if they go overboard, they're done. We're explorers, right? This is our boat.
In orbit around the wormhole. It's a wormhole, and every time we'd come around, We would receive images from the other side of the foreign galaxy.
I like swinging a periscope around.
Exactly.
So we've got a pretty good idea what we're going to find on the other side, huh?
Navigationally.
So guys, looks like we'll be approaching the wormhole in about 3 hours.
Hey, Coop. Can we stop the spinning?
Why?
Because we're close enough to see it now.
There, that's it. That's the wormhole.
You say don't spray it, huh?
It's a sphere.
Well, of course it is what you... You thought it would just be a hole.
No, it's just that all the illustrations I've ever seen, they...
The illustrations? Try to show you how it works. So they say you want to go from here to there. But it's too far, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a wormhole bends space like this, so you can take a shortcut through... A higher dimension. Okay, so to show that, they've turned three-dimensional space into two dimensions, which turns a wormhole into two dimensions. A circle. What's a circle in three dimensions?
Sphere.
Exactly. Spherical hole. But who put it there? Who do we have to thank?
I'm not thanking anybody until we get out of here in one piece, Rom.
Any trick to this, Doyle? No one knows. Now the others made it, right? Some of them.
Handshake.
We're here.
So the lost communications came through.
How?
The relay on this side cached them. So years of basic data, no real surprises. Miller's side has kept pinging thumbs up, as has Dr. Mann's. Edmonds went down 3 years ago.
Transmitter failure?
Maybe. He was sending the thumbs up right until it went dark.
But Miller still looks good, though, right? Because she's coming up fast.
Mm-hmm.
With one complication. The planet is much closer to Gargantua than we thought.
Gargantua.
It's what we're calling them, the black hole. Miller's and Dr. Mann's planets both orbit it.
And Miller's is on the horizon?
Oh, it's a basketball around a hoop. Landing there takes us dangerously close, and a black hole that big has a huge gravitational pull.
Look, I could swing around that neutron star to decelerate.
No, it's not that. It's time. The gravity on that planet will slow our clock compared to Earth's drastically.
Oh, how bad?
Well, every hour we spend on that planet will be 7 years back on Earth. Well, that's relativity, folks.
Well, we can't just drop down there without Cooper.
We have a mission.
Yeah, Doyle, we have a mission, and our mission, Plan A, is to find a planet that can habitate the people that are living on the Earth right now.
You can't just think about your family. Now you have to think bigger than that, all right?
I am thinking about my family and millions of other families. Okay, Plan A does not work if the people on Earth are dead by the time we pull it off.
No, it doesn't. That's why there's a Plan B.
Okay, Cooper's right. We need to think about time as a resource, just like oxygen and food. Going down there's going to cost us.
All right, look. Dr. Mann's data is promising, right? But it's going to take us months to get there. And Edmonds, it's even further. Now, Miller hasn't sent much, but what she has sent is very promising. It's water, it's organics.
You don't get that every day.
No, you don't. And just think about the resources, including time that would be spent trying to get back here.
Romley.
Yeah?
How far off of Miller's planet do we have to be to stay out of the time shift?
Or just back from the cusp.
All right, which is here, just outside of Miller's planet.
Right.
Okay. Here's Gargantua. Here's Miller's planet. Instead of taking the Endurance into orbit around Miller's planet, which would conserve fuel, but we would lose a lot of time, what if we take a wider orbit around Gargantua, parallel with Miller's planet, outside of this time shift to here? And we take the Ranger down, we get Miller, we get her samples, we come back, we analyze, we debrief, we're in, we're out, we lose a little fuel, but we save a whole lot of time.
That'll work.
That's good.
There's not going to be time for monkey business or chit-chat down there. So, Tars, you should definitely stay here. Case, you're with me. Anyone else can stay.
If we're talking about a couple of years, I could use the time to research gravity. Observations from the wormhole, that's gold to Professor Brad.
Tars, factor in orbit Gargantua. Conserve fuel, minimize thrusting. But make sure we stay in range of Miller's planet. You got it?
I wouldn't leave you behind, Dr. Brand.
You ready, Case?
Yep.
You don't say much, do you?
Tars talks plenty for both of us.
Detached. Romney, are you reading these forces?
Unbelievable.
A literal heart of darkness.
We could just see the collapsed star inside. The singularity. Yeah, we'd solve gravity.
We can't get anything from it.
Nothing escapes that horizon. Not even light. Oh, the answer's there. Just no way to see it.
Is Miller's planet?
Goodbye, Ranger.
This is fast for atmospheric entry. Should we use the thrusters to slow?
No. I'm going to use the Ranger's aerodynamics to save some fuel.
Air brake?
Yeah, we want to get down fast, don't we?
Actually, we want to get there in one piece.
Hang on.
Brand, Doyle, get ready.
Just like reckless driving.
Don't do that fast.
I got this.
Should I disable the feedback?
No. I need to feel the air.
top of it. Everybody hang on.
No, but very efficient. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Go, 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 go. 7 years per hour here. Let's make it count.
This way. About 200 meters.
Gravity's punishing.
Been floating through space too long?
130% Earth gravity.
Come on. There's nothing here.
Should be right here.
If the signal's coming from here.
Wreckage. Where's the rest?
Where's the mountains?
Those aren't mountains. They're waves.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That one's moving away from us.
We need the recorder.
Back to the Ranger now.
We're not leaving without her data.
Get back here now. We do not have time. The second wave is coming. We're in the middle of a swell.
I got it.
Get your ass back to the Ranger now. Hurry up, get back here now.
Go. I can't make it. Go.
Pace, go get her. Get up, Frank. Go.
All right, I make it.
Yes, you are. Come on, Pacehead, get back here, Doyle. Come on. Get to the hatch. Go.
What's the problem?
Two waterlogged. Let it drain.
God damn it! I told you to leave me.
And I told you!
Why
get your
you
ass
me?
Back here! The difference is one of us was thinking about the mission, right?
Oh, you were thinking about getting home! I was trying to do the right thing!
Can you tell that to Doyle? Can you tell us out?
45 to an hour.
Yeah. The stuff of life, huh? What's this gonna cost us, Brand?
A lot. Decades.
What happened to Miller?
Judging by the wreckage, she was broken up by a wave soon after impact.
How's the wreckage stay together after all these years, huh?
Because of the time slippage. On this planet's time, she just landed hours ago. She probably just died minutes ago.
The data Doyle received was just the initial status, echoing endlessly.
Oh, you're not prepared for this. You have the survival skills of a Boy Scout troop.
Well, we got this far in our brains, farther than any human in history.
Well, not far enough. And now we're stuck here, till there won't be anyone left on Earth to save.
I'm counting every minute, same as you, Cooper.
Is there any possibility? I don't know. Some clever way we can maybe, I don't know, jump in a black hole. Came back the years. Don't shake your head at me.
Time is relative, okay? It can stretch and it can squeeze, but it can't run backwards. It just can't, right? The only thing that can move across dimensions like time is gravity.
Okay. The beings that led us here, they communicate through gravity, right?
Yes.
Could they be talking to us from the future?
Maybe.
They can.
They are beings of five dimensions. Right, to them, time might be another physical dimension. To them, the past might be a canyon that they can climb into, and the future, a mountain they can climb up. But to us, it's not, okay? Cooper, I screwed up. I'm sorry. But you knew about relativity.
My daughter's 10 years old. Couldn't teach her Einstein's theories before I left.
Couldn't you have told her you were going to save the world?
No. When you become a parent, one thing comes really clear. And that's that you want to make sure your children feel safe. That rules out telling a 10-year-old the world's ending.
Cooper?
How long for the engine's case?
A minute or two.
Well, we don't have it. Come us on! Friend, co-pilot, you're up. Case, blow the cabin oxygen through the main thrusters. We're gonna spark it.
Roger that.
Locked!
Depressurizing! Engine's up!
I've waited years.
How many years?
By now it must be.
It's 23 years. 4 months, 8 days.
Doyle?
But I was prepared. I knew the theory. I knew.
And Miller.
There's nothing here for us. Why did you sleep?
Oh, I had a couple of stretches.
I stopped believing you were coming back. Something seemed wrong about dreaming my life away.
I learned what I could from the black hole.
But I couldn't send anything your father. We've been receiving, but nothing gets out.
Is he alive?
Oh, yeah. We've got years of messages stored. Cooper.
Messages span 23 years.
Yeah, play it from the beginning.
Hey, Dad. Checking in. Zay and I. Finished second in school. This girl is still giving me C's, so... Pulled me down, but you know, second's not bad. Grandpa attended the ceremony. I met another girl, Dad. I really think this is the one. Her name's Lois. Sarah right there. Murphy stole Grandpa's car. She crashed it. She's okay, though. Hey, Dad. His name's Jesse. I kind of wanted to call him Coop, but Lois says, maybe next time. But Donald says he's already earned the great part, so we just leave it at that.
Oh, dear. Say bye-bye, Grandpa. Bye-bye, Grandpa. Okay.
Sorry, it's been a while. It's Jesse and all. Oh, Grandpa died last week. We buried him out in the back 40 next to Mom and Jesse. Which is where he would have buried you if you'd ever come back. Orf was there at the funeral and we don't see her that much, but she came for that. You aren't listening to this. I know that. All these messages are just drifting out there in the darkness. Lois says that I have to let you go. And so I guess I'm letting you go. Wherever you are, Dad, I hope that you're at peace, and goodbye.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Mary.
You son of a bitch. I never made one of these, and you were still responding because I was so mad at you for leaving. And then when you went quiet, it seemed like I should live with that decision, and I have. But today's my birthday. And it's a special one because you told me you once told me that when you came back, we might be the same age. And today, I'm the age you were when you left. It would be a real good time for you to come back.
I didn't mean to intrude. It's just that I've never seen you in here before.
I've never been in here before.
I talk to Amelia all the time. It helps. I'm glad you've started.
I haven't. I just had something I needed to get out.
I know they're still out.
I know.
There are so many reasons that communication's
might not be getting through.
I know, Professor.
I'm not sure what I'm more afraid of. Them never coming back, or coming back to find we've failed.
Then let's succeed.
So, back to the fourth iteration. Let's run it through some new fields.
With respect, Professor, we've tried that hundreds of times.
It only has to work once. Mer.
Every rivet that they strike could have been a bullet. We've done well in the world here. Whether or not we'd crack the equation before I kick the bucket.
Don't be morbid, Professor.
I'm not afraid of death. I'm an old physicist. I'm afraid of time.
For years we've been trying to solve the equation without changing the underlying assumption about time.
And
that means each iteration is an attempt to prove its own proof. It's recursive, it's nonsensical.
Are you calling my life's work nonsense, Murph?
No, I'm saying that you've been trying to finish it with one arm, no, with both arms tied behind your back. And I don't understand why.
I'm an old man, Murph. Can we take this point up at another time? I want to talk to my daughter.
Stepping out into the universe, we must confront the reality of interstellar travel. We must reach far beyond our own lifespans. We must think not as individuals, but as a species. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Tars kept the Endurance right where we needed her, but the trip took years longer than we anticipated. We no longer have the fuel to visit both prospects, so we have to choose.
But how? They're both promising. Edmund's letter is better, but Dr. Mann is the one still transmitting.
We've no reason to suspect Edmund's data would have soured. His world has key elements to sustain human life.
As does Dr. Mann's.
Cooper, this is my field. And I really believe Edmund's is the better prospect.
Why?
Gargantua, that's why. Look at Miller's planet. Hydrocarbons, organics, yes. But no life. Sterile. Why the same thing on man's?
Because of the black hole.
Murphy's Law. Whatever can happen will happen. Accident is the first building block of evolution, but when you're orbiting a black hole, not enough can happen. It sucks in asteroids and comets, other events which would otherwise reach you. We need to go further afield.
You once said that Dr. Mann was the best of us.
He's remarkable, and we're only here because of him.
And yet here he is. He's on the ground. And he's sending a very unambiguous message telling us to come to his planet.
Granted, but Edmund's data is more promising.
We should vote. Well, if we're going to vote, there's something you should know. Rand, he has a right to know.
That has nothing to do with it.
What does? She's in love with Wolf Edmunds.
Is that true?
Yes. And? That makes me want to follow my heart. But maybe we've spent too long trying to figure all this out with theory.
You're a scientist, Bran.
So listen to me. When I say that love isn't something we invented, it's observable, powerful. It has to mean something.
Love has meaning, yes. Social utility, social bonding, child rearing.
We love people who have died. Where's the social utility in that?
None.
Maybe it means something more, something we can't yet understand. Maybe it's some evidence, some artifact of a higher dimension that we can't consciously perceive. I'm drawn across the universe to someone I haven't seen in a decade, who I know is probably dead. Love
is the one thing we're capable of perceiving that transcends dimensions of time and space. Maybe we should trust that, even if we can't understand it yet. All right, Cooper. Yes. The tiniest possibility of seeing Wolf again excites me. That doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Honestly, Amelia, it might. Taurus, chart a course for Dr. Mand.
I'm going to lose about a third again. Next year, I'm going to work Nelson's farm. I'm going to make it up.
What happened to Nelson?
Murph, have you eaten enough? Would you like some more souffle?
No. I'm full, thanks. It's delicious.
Coop, finish your fritter, please.
Will you spend the night?
Your room is exactly as you left it. It's ready.
I need to get back.
My sewing machine is in there, but there's plenty of...
I need to... Too many memories.
Oh, you might have something for that. Coop.
Lois, I have a friend who... Look at his lungs.
Amelia, I'm sorry.
You were just being objective. Unless you're punishing me for screwing up on Miller's planet.
No, this wasn't a personal decision.
If you're wrong, you will have a very personal decision to make. Your fuel calculations are based on a return journey. Strike out on Man's planet, and we'll have to decide whether to return home or push on to Edmonds with Plan B. Starting a colony could save us from extinction. You might have to decide between seeing your children again and the future of the human race. It has to be a subjective then.
He's been asking for you since he came to. We were trying to reach you.
I'm here, Professor.
Let the boat down.
No, you got it so far. Real close. And I'll finish what you started.
Good. You had faith. All those years. I asked you to have faith. I wanted you to believe that your father would come back.
I do, Professor.
Forgive me, but
there's nothing to forgive.
I lied, Murph. I lied to you. There was no need for him to come back. There was no way to help us.
The bunny. All these people, the equation. Did my father know? Did he leave me?
To not
No. You can't leave.
Dr. Brand, I'm sorry to tell you that your father died today. He had no pain. He was at peace. I'm very sorry for your loss. Brand, did you know? He told you, right? You knew. This was all a sham. You left us here.
See another face. I hadn't a lot of hope to begin with, but after so long, I had none. My supplies were completely exhausted. The last time I went to sleep, I didn't even set a waking date. You have literally raised me from the dead.
Lazarus.
What about the others?
I'm afraid you're it, sir.
So far, Surely.
Knowing our present situation, there's very little chance of rescuing any others.
Dr. Mann, tell us about your world.
Our world, we hope. Our world is cold, stark, but undeniably beautiful. The days are 67 hours long, cold. The nights are 67 far colder hours.
The gravity is a very, very pleasant 80% of the Earth. Now, up here where I landed, the water is alkali, and the air has too much ammonia in it to breathe for more than just a few minutes, but down at the surface, and there is a surface, the chlorine dissipates. The ammonia gives way to crystalline hydrocarbons, breathable air, to organics, possibly even to life. We might be sharing this world.
These readings are from the surface.
Over the years, I've dropped various probes.
How far have you explored?
I've mounted several major expeditions, but with oxygen and limited supply, Kip there really did most of the legwork.
What went wrong with him, sir?
Degeneration. He misidentified the first organics we found as ammonia crystals. We struggled on for a time, but ultimately I decommissioned him and used his power source to keep the mission going. I thought I was alone before I shut him down.
Would you like me to look at him?
No. No, he needs a human touch.
Dr. Brand, Case is relaying a message for you from the Thomas Station.
Okay, see you right there.
Dr. Brand, I'm sorry to tell you that your father died today. He had no pain. He was at peace. I'm sorry for your loss.
Is that Murph? She's grown.
Brand, did you know? He told you, right? You knew. This was all a sham. You left us here. To suffocate. To starve. Didn't your father know too? Dad? I just want to know if you left me here to die. I just have to know.
Go for it. My father dedicated his whole life. Plan A. I have no idea what she's talking about.
I do.
Why, he never even helped to get people off the earth.
No.
But he's been trying to solve the gravity equation for 40 years.
Amelia, your father solved his equation before I even left.
Then why wouldn't he use it?
The equation couldn't reconcile relativity with quantum mechanics. You need more.
More? More what?
More data. You need to see into a black hole. The laws of nature prohibit a naked singularity.
Only is that true.
If a black hole is an oyster, then the singularity is the pearl inside. The gravity is so strong, it's always hidden in darkness, behind the horizon. That's why we call it a black hole.
We see beyond the horizon. We can't cope.
There are some things that aren't meant to be known. Your father had to find another way to save the human race from extinction. Plan B, a colony.
What would I tell people? Why keep building those stations?
Because he knew how hard it would be to get people to work together to save the species instead of themselves. Or their children.
Bullshit.
You never would have come here unless you believed you were going to save them
Evolution has yet to transcend that simple barrier. We can care deeply, selflessly, about those we know. But that empathy rarely extends beyond our line of sight.
But why? Monstrous lie.
Unforgivable. And he knew that. He was prepared to destroy his own humanity in order to save the species. He made an incredible sacrifice.
No. No, an incredible sacrifice is being made by the people on Earth. They're going to die. Because in his arrogance, he declared their case hopeless.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Their case is hopeless.
No. No.
We are the future.
Cooper, what can I do?
Let me go home.
You're absolutely positive.
His solution was correct. He had it for years.
It's worthless.
It's half the answer.
Okay. How do you find the other half?
Out there, a black hole. Stuck down here on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you can.
They just pack up and leave. What are they hoping to find?
Survival.
To know.
Panic won't help. We just have to keep working the same as ever.
Yeah, but isn't that exactly what Professor Brand was manipulating
Brand
us?
Brand gave up on us. I'm still trying to solve this.
So, do you have an idea?
Feeling. I told you about my ghost. My dad thought I called it a ghost because I was scared of it. Never scared of it. I call it a ghost because it felt like a person. It was trying to tell me something. If there's an answer here on Earth, it's back there, somehow in that room. So I have to find it. I'm running out of time.
What about auxiliary oxygen scrubbers?
Nothing's stay, Case. I'll be sleeping most of the way anyway.
Hey, Coop.
Yeah?
I have a suggestion for your return journey.
Now what's that?
Have one last crack at the black hole.
I'm going home, Ron.
Yeah, I know. This isn't going to cost you any time. It's a chat for the people on Earth.
Talk to me.
Gargantua's an older spinning black hole. It's what we call a gentle singularity.
Gentle?
They're hardly gentle. The tidal gravity is so quick that something crossing the horizon fast might survive. A probe, say.
What happens after it crosses?
After the horizon is a complete mystery. So, what's to say there isn't some way that the probe can glimpse the singularity and relay the quantum data? If he's equipped to transmit every form of energy that can pulse.
Just when did this probe become a he, Professor?
Tars is the obvious candidate. I've already told him what to look for.
I need the old optical transmitter off Kip, Cooper.
He'd do this for us.
Before you get all teary, try to remember that as a robot, I have to do anything you say.
If you like, Brogan.
I'm not joking.
I'm going to need Tars to remove and adapt some components from Kip.
Well, I don't want to disturb his archival functions.
Oh, I'll supervise.
All right. Dr. Mann, we need to find 3 secure sites. One for Brand's lab, 2 for Habitat. And once those modules have landed, you don't want to move them. Well, I could take you to the probe sites, but I don't think these conditions are going to hold. I think we should wait. Case is headed back down with the rest of the distillery equipment. I'd really like to secure those sites by nightfall. Well, these squalls do usually blow over.
Okay, then.
But you're going to need a long-range transmitter.
Got it.
Are you charged?
Yeah.
Follow me. Tars! 72 hours, yeah?
Roger that, Cooper.
Grant told me why you feel you have to go back. I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention that a mission such as ours could certainly use an extra engineer.
Hey, you better slow down, Turbo. Safety first, Case, remember.
Safety first, Cooper.
I have to tell you, Dr. Mann, I'm honored to be a part of this. But once we set up base camp, secure those modules, my work's done here. I'm going home. You have attachments. Even without a family, I can promise you that yearning to be with other people is powerful. That emotion is at the foundation of what makes us human. It's not to be taken lightly.
How long have you had that cough?
A while. Mom, let's be playing here. I don't touch your stuff.
Take this gently. You know why we couldn't just send machines on these missions, don't you, Cooper? Machine doesn't improvise well because you can't program a fear of death. Our survival instinct is our single greatest source of inspiration. Take you, for example. A father with a survival instinct that extends to your kids. What does research tell us? Is the last thing you're gonna see before you die. Your children, their faces. At the moment of death, your mind's gonna push a little bit harder to survive. For them.
Deep breath.
Hey, I bet you're cool. Why don't you have a seat here for me? It's back. They cannot stay here. Okay?
Tars, what's taking so long?
Professor, I am having trouble completing the boot up.
I don't understand.
It's funny. When I left Earth, I thought I was prepared to die. The truth is, I never really considered the possibility that my planet wasn't the one. Nothing worked out the way it was supposed to. Let's go.
Alright, hey buddy, why don't you give me a big deep breath?
What is this?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry! I can't let you leave with that ship. We're gonna need it to complete the mission. Once the others realize what this place isn't, we cannot survive here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No!
They can't stay here anymore.
You have to leave. Right now. Okay, let me make something abundantly clear. You have a responsibility.
Oh, Jesus! Coop, get her stuff. She's going on.
Dad didn't raise you to be this dumb, Tom.
Dad didn't raise me. Grandpa did. And he's buried out back with Mom and Jesse.
You thanked all the dead.
Yes.
There's no service.
No. I tried to do my duty, Cooper, but I knew the day that I arrived here that this place had nothing. And I resisted the temptation for years. But I knew that if I just pressed that
button and somebody would come and save me.
You fucking coward.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Listen, if you're not gonna go, let your family go. Just save your family.
We'll go live underground with you. Pray that Daddy comes to save us.
Dad's not coming back. He never was coming back. It's up to me.
You're gonna save everybody. His dad couldn't do it.
Dad didn't even try! Dad just abandoned us! He left us here to die.
Nobody's going with you.
You gonna wait for your next kid to die?
Kill yourself. Those are the best thoughts I've had in years. Don't judge me, Cooper. You were never tested like I was.
You tried your best, Murphy.
You're feeling it, aren't you? A survival instinct. That's what drove me. It's what drives all of us. And it's what's gonna save us. Because I'm gonna save all of us. For you, Cooper. I'm sorry, I can't watch you go through this, I'm sorry. I thought I could, but I can't. I'm here for you. Just listen to my voice, Cooper. I'm right here. You're not alone. Do you see your children? It's okay. They're right there with you. Did Professor Brand tell you that poem before you left? Do you remember? Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.
Person to access function.
It's all yours, sir.
Cooper, there's been an explosion. Dr. Mann's coming down.
Auto docking sequence withheld.
Override.
Unauthorized.
Override.
Unauthorized.
Do not attempt docking. I repeat, do not attempt docking. Please respond.
Computer and have it rebroadcast as emergency PA. Dr. May.
This is the inner hatch. Do not open the inner hatch. I repeat, do not.
Brand!
I don't know what he said to you,
but I'm taking command of the Endurance.
And then we can talk about completing the mission.
Dr. Mann, listen to me.
This is not about my life or Cooper's life. This is about all mankind. There is a moment.
It is not.
Got no
will be killed.
Ace, you ready?
Ready.
Cooper, this is no time for caution.
Ace, if I black out, you take a stick.
Stars, you ready to engage the docking mechanism?
The turret is starting to heat.
20 feet out.
I need 10 degrees starboard, Cooper.
10 feet out.
Cooper, we are lined up.
Initiating spin.
Gargantua's pool.
Oh, shit. Case, take the stick.
Roger that.
Generator kicked in, so the system's stable. They're all good.
Good. Okay. The navigational hub has been completely destroyed. We don't have enough life support to make it back to Earth, but I think we can scratch our way to Edmund's planet.
Well, what about fuel?
Not enough. But I have a plan. We let Gargantua pull us down close to our horizon, then a powered slingshot around, launching us towards Edmund's planet.
Manually?
That's what I'm here for. It would take us just inside the critical orbit.
What about the time slippage?
Well, neither one of us have time to worry about relativity right now, Dr. Brandt.
Once we've gathered enough speed around Gargantua, we use Lander 1 and Ranger 2 as rocket boosters to push us out of the black holes of gravity. The lander's linkages have been destroyed, so we'll have to control manually. Once Lander 1 is spent, TARS will detach and get
sucked right into that black hole.
Why does TARS have to detach?
Oh, we have to shed the weight to escape the gravity.
Newton's third law. The only way humans have ever figured out of getting somewhere is to leave something behind.
Cooper, you can't ask TARS to do this for us.
He's a robot. See, I don't have to ask him to do anything.
Cooper, you asshole.
Sorry, you broke up a little bit there.
It's what we intended, Dr. Brent. It's our only chance to save people on Earth. If I can find a way to transmit the quantum data I'll find in there, they might still make it.
Let's just hope there's still someone there to save.
Side, Coop.
See you there, Slick! Okay, Case. Nice reckless flying.
Learn from the master. Ranger 2, prepare to detach.
What? No! No! Cooper!
3.
Cooper, what are you doing?
Newton's third law. You gotta leave something behind.
You told me we had enough resources for both of us.
We agree to that. 90%. Detach.
Pushing the event horizon. Port side, dipping down beneath it to go through it.
Heading towards blackness.
It's all black. TARS, do you read me? It's all blackness. TARS, do you read me? Over. Any interference. Losing control of the stick. Got the flashes. Flashes of lightness and blackness. The turbulence in the gravity is increasing.
No! Murph! Murph! No! Don't go, you idiot! Don't go!
stay. Make a mistake, Murph. Make him stay, Murph. Don't let me leave, Murph. Don't let me leave, Murph.
Survived.
Somewhere in their fifth dimension, they saved us.
What the hell is they? And why do they want to help us, huh?
I don't know, but they constructed this three-dimensional space inside their five-dimensional reality to allow you to understand it.
Well, that ain't working.
Yes, it is. You've seen that time is represented here as a physical dimension. You have worked out that you can exert a force across space-time.
Gravity. To send a message.
Affirmative.
Gravity can cross the dimensions, including time.
Apparently.
Do you have the quantum data?
Roger, I have it. I am transmitting and on all wavelengths, but nothing is getting out, Cooper.
I can do this. I can do this.
To such complicated data to a child.
Not just any child.
Come on, Dad.
Mark, the fire's out! Come on!
Even if you communicate it here, she won't understand its significance for years.
I get that, Tars. All right, but we've got to figure something out, all right? The people on Earth are going to die. Think.
Cooper, they didn't bring us here to change the past.
Say that again.
They didn't bring us here to change the past.
Well, they didn't bring us here at all. We brought ourselves. Tars, give me the coordinates for NASA in binary.
In binary, Roger, feeding data.
Yeah, Tars. I brought myself here. We're here to communicate with the three-dimensional world. We're the bridge. I thought they chose me. They didn't choose me, they chose her.
For what, Cooper?
To save the world. All of this is one little girl's bedroom. Every moment. It's infinitely complex. They have access to infinite time and space, but they're not bound by anything. They can't find a specific place in time. They can't communicate. That's why I'm here. I'm going to find a way to tell Murph, just like I found this moment.
How, Cooper?
Love, Tars, love. It's just like Brand said. My connection with Murph, it is quantifiable. It's the key.
What are we here to do?
Find out, Hammer. The watch. The watch. That's it. Decode the data into the movement of the second hand. Tars, translate the data into Morse and feed it to me.
Translating data to Morse. Cooper, what if she never came back for it?
She will. She will.
Mom, I can see the car! She's coming, her!
Okay. I'm coming down.
How do you know?
Because I gave it to her.
Roger Morse, .. That's evolved past the four dimensions we know. What happens now?
Mr. Cooper. All right, let's take it slow, sir. Nice and easy, Mr. Cooper. Remember, you're no spring chicken anymore. Actually, you are 124 years old. Take it slow, sir. You were extremely lucky. The Rangers found you with only minutes left in your oxygen supply.
Where am I?
Cooper Station. Currently orbiting Saturn.
Cooper Station. What a nice you to name it after me. What?
Well, the station isn't named after you, sir. It's named after your daughter. Although she's always maintained just how important you were.
She's still alive.
She'll be here in a couple weeks. She is far too old to be transferring from another station, but when she heard that you'd been found... Well, this is Murphy Cooper we're talking about.
Yes, it is.
We'll have you checked out of here in a couple of days.
I'm sure you'll be excited to see what's in store. I actually did a paper on you in high school. I know all about your life back on Earth. Oh, yeah. Right. If you follow me, you've got a really good situation for you.
So, when I made my suggestion to Miss Cooper, I was delighted to hear that she thought it was perfect.
Yeah. And of course, I didn't speak to her personally.
Played upside down. Glass in her cups, whatever it was, upside down.
Well, my dad was a farmer. I'm like everybody else back then. I mean, it just wasn't enough food.
She would sometimes over our nose and mouth, so we wouldn't read the
semester. It's pretty exciting for me because
I don't care who describes that. No one exaggerates that. There is no way to read.
She did confirm just how much she loved farming. Oh, she did, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Home sweet home. Had everything replaced and put back apart.
Is this
the whole... Yeah, the machine we found under Saturn when we found you. Yes. It's that power source we shot, but we could get you another one if you want to.
Yes. Please.
Settings. General settings. Security settings.
Honesty. New setting. 95%.
Confirmed. Additional customization.
Humor. 75%.
Confirmed. Auto self-destruct T-minus 10, 9.
Let's make that 60%.
60% confirmed. Knock, knock.
You want 55?
Is this really what it was like?
I was never this clean, Slick. I don't care much for this, pretending we're back where we started. I want to know where we are. Where we're going.
Mr. Cooper, the family's all in there.
Family?
Yeah, they all came out to see her. She's been in cryo sleep for almost 2 years.
Yeah. me, Mark. How would you feel if it?
I know. People didn't believe me. They thought that I was doing it all myself. But I knew who it was. Nobody believed me. But I knew you'd come back.
How?
Because my dad promised me.
New home.